Greetings, cinephile listeners. We are here, episode 6, and in honor of making it twice the number 3, we're doing trilogies. There you go. So here we're going to discuss our favorite trilogies, our least favorite trilogies, what we think should have been done and when they should have stopped for most of them, honestly. And in answer of last week's question, the CIA extracts U.S. civilians from revolutionary Iran to help Drew Barrymore and her boyfriend maintain their relationship. Course, Argo and Going the Distance. So, Argoing the Distance. And while we're doing the podcast, think about this one. Mutant teens and 20-somethings hone their abilities while preparing to rescue Andromeda and defeat Hades. So, without further ado, Charles is back as a constant contributor, and Adam and I have prepared a list that we will go over, and hopefully you guys will agree and disagree and leave some comments for fuck's sake on the goddamn Podomatic website. How does that sound? Yeah? I think it's a good idea. You should do it. All right, here we go. Gasparilla in the summertime. All right, here we go. All right, so number one on the list.
Before we get started,
we need to specify two things really quickly.
Actually, can I say something?
Oh, please.
Two episodes ago, I mistakenly said that H.G. Wells wrote Journey to the Center of the Earth, and like a douchebag, I realized at 3 a.m. that I made the mistake.
I got the text saying I recognize my
I woke up from a cold sweat feeling like I had failed the internet, and I know that you will haunt me for the rest of my life. So I will tell you, it was by Jules Verne, which is also the name of Doc Brown's children in a trilogy. Back to the Future.
No.
Well, Segway.
Wow. Right. So I do want to mention two things very, very quickly. First of all, it's not just trilogies. We're also talking series,
but mega movies like Bond and Star Trek
and stuff like that. But it's a trilogy is the minimum that we have decided on. Also, Charles and Philip and I, we've all been discussing, and we're going to keep these two off the list because we know they're the best, and that's Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. Both of them probably deserve their own days devoted just to talking about them.
Each individual.
Yeah, individual movie.
Exactly.
Boromir gets his own podcast.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
I just feel like we all felt like we should kind of just put those ones off to the side and not talk about them here. We're going to talk about all the other ones. We all recognize that those are the greatest trilogies, though, of all time anyway. So,
well, one of them is. One of them's the greatest trilogy of all time.
And then the other
and
one.
And one would have you believe that the most dangerous person in the galaxy is a burn victim on a respirator.
That's for another day. I don't want to get into Star Wars fights.
By the way, I am decided to call myself my nickname for myself. It is no longer Charles. I am now to be known as the Foe Hammer.
Yeah, that's what we'll call him now, especially because
that just
is
a sword,
that's
ladies.
A Lord of the Rings.
It's a Lord of the Rings.
So that's
the Foe Hammer. All right.
Perfect time to introduce that.
Yeah. That's right. All right. Well, let's start the first trilogy.
Well, I mentioned it earlier. Let's just go into an easy one because it's fun. Back to the Future. Obviously, time travel is a bitch, but it's just a fun show.
Okay, well, with a lot of these trilogies, I know that when we're doing our little pre-thing, we talk about who has seen them. And Philip and Charles have seen every movie in the history of existence. And whereas I am a little snobbier in some cases.
I refuse to see movies, which I think is bullshit.
I do refuse to see a lot of movies, and a lot of trilogies I will give up on, like at the beginning, early on. And
Charles, see your skills.
Okay. Back to the Future is one of these trilogies that I have only seen one movie from. And I do like Back to the Future. It's just that my dad's a big influence on me, and he said, don't ever fucking see 2, because it's a waste of your time.
No, 2 is really rough, but my favorite one's 3.
My dad actually says 3 is great, and I was talking with Charles a little bit about this earlier, and he said it's actually the weakest of
3 is the worst one.
Charles would never survive in the Old West.
Well, that's true. No, there's Hell on Wheels. Remember that show.
By the way, we're eating Skittles, so if you guys hear ruffling, it's not mice in your fucking speakers, it's just us eating food
or
the
feathers that we're ruffling. Back to the Future is a great trilogy. It is iconic. Everyone likes Michael J. Fox, Marty McFly.
He's great.
It has commercial success. There was a ride at Universal Studios.
Which they fucking got rid of for the dumbest ride ever. I like The Simpsons, but they don't deserve replacement.
You're right. Back to the Future. Yeah.
They should get a ride next to because The Simpsons are iconic.
Well, just that building is huge, though.
But yeah, I have never been, so
it's like 5 stories.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I will say, though, when Back to the Future came out, the It was 1984.
Charles is the only one of us that's actually seen it.
I saw it as a child, so that's kind of dating myself, but that's okay. It was iconic. It was a fantastic movie. The movie was so awesomely made, and I think it's what put, you know, a little known director called Steven Spielberg.
Well, he was the executive producer.
I made the same mistake. Robert Zemeckis.
Robert Zemeckis.
Oh, that's right, Zemeckis. I'm sorry, Rob.
No. And Spielberg obviously has his fingerprints all over a movie like this.
It has
because
more than his fingerprints.
The exact producer.
Well, Steven Spielberg is really good. He is good at making fun movies, as we said, with movies about kids and stuff like that. And this movie, which you both know, and everybody that listens to this podcast knows, I can't stand time travel movies for the most part.
Really?
Yeah, I
wouldn't have known that about the other podcast. Wow,
and,
thank you.
But this
How
one,
do you feel about Django Unchained, Charles?
But this one gets it's okay. We don't care about paradoxes because it's fun, and we know it doesn't take itself super seriously. It's almost like it's winking at itself, going
it
like, "Hey, we know exactly what we
silly.
Are." I mean, come on, the scene with it's your cousin. You know, it's your cousin Marvin. You know, that's...
Cousin Marvin! Marvin Barry!
You know that sound you've been looking for?
We're down in Louisiana.
And so, I like that, but from what I understand it, I've been told to stay away from 2 and 3. Just to keep Back to the Future where it is. In my mind, it's a 4 out of 5. I don't think it's amazing, but I like it.
1 was fantastic.
It's a lot of fun.
You had to see 2 because the way that 1 ended.
Yeah, that's
Doc Brown shows up, Marty, it's your kids!
Yeah, it's your kids!
You know you gotta see 2. The third one with the train in the Old West, I could have done without... They could have just did 1 and 2, but the whole trilogy is an iconic trilogy.
Give us a rating.
It should be on everybody. As a trilogy?
As a trilogy.
1 out of 5?
1 out of 5,
okay.
Like always.
I'll give Back to the Future a 4.
A 4. I would give it a 4.
The whole series. But the best movie is a 5.
Best movie is the first one is the best one.
The best one is the third one, and it's a 5. 4 stars goes to number 1, and number 2 gets, I think, 3 stars. In that...
And that once again, it's okay. You're wrong, but just like another.
No,
trilogy,
I'm America. You guys are the fucking Academy snobs, and I'm the one that the movies are made for.
No. See, if anything, you are going completely against it, which is kind of cool because nobody says 3 is the best. And also, in this situation, I want to bring up.
Well,
the next
I grew
one.
Up out west, so well, everyone I grew
well,
up
then,
with
well,
liked
the,
that
well,
one
the
most.
Well, the new Batmans we've discussed.
Batman.
The new Batman movies. There you go. You have come out and made the ludicrous claim that Batman Begins is the best of the three when it is actually probably the worst of the three. It's a 3 out of 5 for me. But the new trilogy of Batmans overall is a pretty good trilogy. Correct?
The Batman trilogy. Well, yes.
Good.
Well,
and
no.
Good. I said good. I didn't say great.
End it there. Before you guys get a fight.
No.
No, it's good.
Can we discuss?
Yeah, so, I still want you guys to jump over the table anymore.
No.
We've started this podcast
Batman Begins was fantastic.
Yep.
The Dark Knight, some people believe, is the greatest superhero-based movie ever. The Dark Knight, to me, was essentially Heath Ledger and a bunch of nobodies.
Mm-hmm.
When the scenes that did not have the Joker in them were not entertaining at all.
They weren't nearly as entertaining.
Heath Ledger, plus the fact that he died, kind of boosted up. But that was
an
iconic
an
performance.
Yeah.
You knew
Who
the third
that Oscar for him.
It was Gary Oldman.
You knew the third movie had no chance following that movie. The third movie was just ridiculous.
It was disappointing, but there are some cool parts about it. Like it's 3 hours long, and there is no reason it should be 3 hours long. It should be a 2-hour movie. And the biggest issue with 3 is there are gaping, ridiculous plot holes and silliness. But come on, Bane is pretty badass. He's nowhere near the Joker in terms of
fire rises, bravo.
But I liked his voice. But the thing is, his mask wasn't connected to anything.
Yeah, that's true.
It wasn't even connected.
It was so regulating, asshole.
Well, but the thing is, with Batman's, I think what The Dark Knight did to The Dark Knight Rises, and even did to Batman Begins, because The Dark Knight is what boosted this. But Batman Begins was actually kind of a smaller movie at the time, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, this is actually good. It boosted this up to this point where we believed it could be a great series, and it's not. It's just a good series.
So I'm going to say it. The Full Hammer will speak. The original Tim Burton Batman trilogy is better. Oh, yeah. Better than this trilogy.
I think the only trilogy I can't name a trilogy that trilogy is better than in the history of trilogies. Batman 1 is okay. Batman Returns was fun because I was 10.
Which was the Batman where Val Kilmer had the nipples on his suit?
Oh, that was Batman Forever, which isn't by, it wasn't directed by Tim Burton.
Right.
Which is one of the biggest pieces of crap that's existed. But wait, Batman and Robin came directly after it, which then made Batman Forever look like Citizen Kane.
I'm talking about the first three, because the second one, Batman Returns, with the Penguin and the...
Danny DeVito was the Penguin, yeah.
The second greatest Catwoman ever, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Well, who's the first greatest?
Eartha Kitt.
Oh, okay.
The original.
I thought you were going to say Halle Berry.
No, Halle Berry.
You know when we do that... Catwoman, the scenes, half the scenes where she's doing her stunts is actually a man.
I believe it.
I'm not making this up. It's a natural statement.
I don't think she's as good of a Catwoman as I thought. Okay, first of all, what's her name? Anne Hathaway. She won Best Supporting Actress this year for Les Mis, which is the most miserable piece of crap ever. But she had a better performance in The Dark Knight Rises. Yeah. She's actually one of the best parts of that movie. Is her character? I think she's one of the few interesting.
She's fun.
I'm sorry, Christian Bale isn't a good Batman.
No, he's not.
And Christopher Nolan has wisely done something in the Batman series in that he doesn't show that much Batman.
Right.
And it's except for the first one, which is more focused on him.
Because of the Dark Knight, and specifically because of Heath Ledger's performance, that is what gives the trilogy a 3.
I think out of all the other Batmans, though, from the Tim Burton series, Christian Bale is a better Batman than they are.
Michael Keaton was a fantastic
Batman. I think
Michael, that's only because he was able to defeat the Riddler.
I think he didn't defeat the Riddler. That was Val Kilmer.
Yeah, it was.
No. Michael Keaton is in one and two.
Val Kilmer's in three. George Clooney's in four.
Yes, that's true.
I think the best Bruce Wayne is Michael Keaton. The best Batman is probably Christian Bale. But that's mainly because Christopher Nolan knows how to direct an action movie, and when Batman is kicking ass, it's badass. All the action scenes in this new one blow away. Obviously, special effects now what they are. I just don't think Christian Bale. I think he's a good actor. He's okay, but I don't think that he gives this super convincing performance as this character that I'm really interested in. I have no interest in Bruce Wayne. I like the fact that he's human, but it always has annoyed me that like him and guys like Iron Man are only superheroes because they're stinking filthy rich and they can buy all the gadgets in the world. So I understand he's got his whole story arc is in the first one, from there on it's pointless. Batman's only there as a symbol, and it's really there for other things. And I think that he got a little too special effects crazy in the third one.
I'm giving that.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt crazy by putting him in there pointlessly.
Jesus. Yes.
And but in the Joker's performance elevates it. You said you give it a 3. You give the series
The whole series, I would give it a 4.
I'll give it a 4 too, because I think there's 4. I think it's a 4, a 3, and a 3, but I think that 4 is so strong.
It's a hard 4.
It's a very hard 4, and I think it boosts it up. And Heath Ledger deserves a 10, you know, on the 5 system.
It was him and nobody.
I really like what's the name of the man who played Harvey Dent? He's also in Thank You.
Aaron Eckhart.
I really like Aaron Eckhart as Harvey Dent. His character was rushed.
No,
they should have given him more time.
He was great as Harvey Dent. The Two-Face character was rushed.
They didn't have a chance to make Two-Face worthwhile.
All of a sudden, it was like 30 minutes
for half a day.
Yeah, it's like, boom.
And then he died.
Yeah, and I agree with that. But as he did a really good job of Harvey Dent. Harvey Dent's a little bit of a badass. You know what I mean? There's that scene where he's in the courtroom in the second.
And he takes the gun apart.
See, and I think that's why when you say, oh, the whole movie wasn't that great other than Heath Ledger, I think Heath Ledger's is amazing, and the rest of the movie's good. And so he just pulls it up to a great movie.
I tuned out when the Joker wasn't on the screen.
I guess I can understand that.
So another movie we have here on the list, it's funny, because Adam just wrote Pirates, which I'm certain he means of the Caribbean.
I sure do. Yes.
However, there is a porno trilogy called Pirates.
I do know that. Yeah.
I was like, what kind of podcast is this going to be, ladies? no, but Pirates of the Caribbean?
Pirates of the Caribbean is just like we were talking about The Dark Knight. Pirates of the Caribbean is Johnny Depp being fantastic and nothing else happening.
And Orlando Bloom being a bumbling idiot.
You know what? I've seen 1 and 2. I didn't see 3 because I saw 2.
You didn't need to see it.
Pirates of the Caribbean 1, or Caribbean, however you want to say it, is actually wildly entertaining.
It's a great movie.
I wouldn't say a great movie, but it's a great popcorn movie, that's for sure. Like, that's a movie you want to go see in the theater. It's got great music. Jerry Bruckheimer knows how to make this exciting.
Sneak Rum into the theater.
And it's Sneak Rum into the theater. And Johnny Depp's performance is
hilarious.
It's partially funny and it's interesting.
You should have got an Oscar.
I'm furious that Disney remodeled that whole ride and made it about Johnny Depp. Because they've got these robots from the fucking 70s doing this, and they're running all around in a loop.
Stuff like that.
And then you've got a really smooth looking Johnny Depp robot that's just like bobbing and weaving like a real person.
I mean, Johnny Depp, his performance is the only thing.
You've said that you think he's one of the best actors right now.
Yeah, situational. He can play anything.
Yeah, he's good. I wish he would do more.
He's the best lizard I've ever seen.
I give the Pirates trilogy a 2.
Really? I would give the whole thing probably a 3.
No, because 2.
Because number 1 is such a. I get number 1's a hard 4. And then. Just in terms of the entertainment value.
The other two are
1 and 2.
Yeah, that brings my average down. That's why I got it.
But it's such a good 4.
Well, I haven't seen 3, obviously. But 2. 2 does have. Jerry Bruckheimer, the producer, is really good at having his directors choreograph action that's really fun for kids and adults. That scene in 2 when they're fighting on that wheel.
Yes,
that's really exciting.
That's fantastic. Yes. I don't like Orlando Bloom in anything he's in. He's actually the weakest part of Lord of the Rings by far. But Johnny Depp nails it out of the park. I'm done, like I've already said with King Arthur, I'm done with Keira Knightley kicking ass.
That's
so boring. But let's not. I think Jeffrey Rush as Captain Barbossa is actually.
Okay, yeah. He's very
entertaining.
Rush is a fun guy to watch.
And then I feel like they kind of. They made a movie off of a 70s Disney ride. Congratulations, and they made hundreds of millions of dollars.
They're going to keep milking it.
And what I hate is that they've continued to milk the series for what it is.
And then they changed the ride. So instead of art imitating art, it's now the other way. It's just completely bad.
Well, let's not even call it, like, because the Pirates of the Caribbean, you can like it and be entertained by it, but let's not call it art. But now it's like, it's
the ride is imitating the movie.
The ride is like a joke. Everybody thought that the ride's a joke, right?
It's a fun little thing.
And that's what's so great about taking that ride and making it into this. And then when you make it into this, all of a sudden, Johnny Depp gets a third of whatever the movie makes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Johnny Depp, I don't know if you know this, he owns an island because of the Pirates
island.
Movies.
That's fucking
not a zoo. We didn't buy a zoo. We bought an island.
Pirates,
you know what Disney should have made a trilogy on and it would have been happier with? It's a Small World.
Okay.
Three movies of It's a Small World.
They did make one. It's called Honey, I Shrunk the Kid. That was a trilogy.
I like that one. That's a good one.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, what's next?
All right, so I'm going to pick a trilogy that was fantastic and went on a little too long, and that is a little something I like to call the Alien trilogy.
Ah, okay. Ooh. Okay, that's interesting.
Game over, man.
Alien.
What are we supposed to do now? Game over.
The Alien trilogy is a 5 all day. And all night.
Wow, that's
one, because when Alien came out, yes, I'm old enough to have seen it. It was the most horrifying thing anybody has ever seen.
Into the theater too.
Alien is iconic.
And
it
then
absolutely fantastic.
It took a long time to make the second one.
Yeah, with different director.
Years, mm-hmm. But it was fantastic because it
Aliens
transcended
awesome.
From to a horror movie to an action
yep.
like marine movie.
Yep.
And the best part about Alien 2 will always be Bill Paxton's rant. It is what we close this podcast with.
Every night.
It is fantastic.
Every time we play that podcast, we all break up laughing. Every fucking
It is never not funny when
great.
Bill Paxton
She's been alive the longest on this fucking planet. Put her in charge.
Game over, man. Game over. That is fantastic.
Mr. Paxton, if you're listening, will you please come on this podcast?
3 could have been like just a puppets or anything, and it still would have been
Song
a great
puppets.
Thing. But 1 and 2 were fantastic.
Well,
3 was good. It's just
4
no one
was
sees
all
right. creatures like this before. The original was very scary.
It's a horror movie.
No, I think to me as a child, number 2 was scarier because you rarely saw the alien in number 1.
That's what makes. I've always found
the
movies to be more horrifying
of number
if you don't
1. Because I don't know if you saw number 1, but he's crawling through the crawl shaft, the little dot. He's coming towards you. And then
it stopped.
The part when the guy, because no one knew what Alien was about, the guy, the thing's on his face, it's off, he's eating, he's having dinner, and then
and
the thing comes
watching
out.
It rip out
that,
like that was pretty...
That was, by the way, that
you
wasn't
think they
a...
would fucking
was,
scan him.
That
it's the
on,
goddamn
that
future.
On, that was unscripted.
That
I
lady...
Mean, it was
Oh, that,
had
none of
idea.
Nobody there knew.
Yeah. Nobody knew.
The lady, when the thing popped out and that lady started screaming, that was unscripted. Nobody knew that would happen.
That's awesome.
So
that's
that
really
was
awesome.
But the Alien trilogy,
did the cat know it was going?
Well, first of all, it's not a trilogy because they've gone on, as you said, far too
it's
long.
A quadrilogy.
I haven't seen 3, but I would like to discuss 3 in a minute because I know a lot about 3. First of all, Alien is directed by Ridley Scott,
yes.
And it's one of the greatest horror movies ever made. I know you say the thing is. your favorite. It should be this should be up there as like Jaws.
The, you know, it is the Jaws. Isn't
the
of thing sci-fi.
The one the movie you say is your favorite horror movie of all time?
No,
you're not the one that said that. Okay, no. But it's up there with like Jaws. And what's so great about Alien is you don't see it. And probably because they didn't quite have the budget for it, and right. Sometimes that works out.
Well,
in your
if you look
favor.
At it, it's actually a plush alien. When he sends his arms out and grabs the guy, it's actually plush.
Well, can we say something first before we get into the more discussion about this?
Yes.
CGI is nowhere ever going to come close to as good as a physical presence in a horror movie.
Correct.
You're correct.
You need to have a costumed character done correctly because you can feel the physical presence on screen.
You're correct.
I think that when you see the like in
we
Avatar, right?
And,
well, yeah, exactly. You know it's CGI even though it's still impressive. In Avatar, you know it's CGI though it's still impressive. And these aren't horrifying creatures, so it's okay. But in a horror, you need the physical presence. And Alien did that perfectly. And what's so great is then we go on to Aliens, which is directed by James Cameron.
I do not like
James Cameron for the most part. I hate Titanic. I hate Avatar. I don't care for The Abyss. But James Cameron makes a great war movie. Just an action-packed movie with great one-liners, great cast of characters, not only from Bill Paxton. I mean, what's her name? Sigourney Weaver, once again, coming back,
yes.
Is fantastic.
Paul Reiser as a
fuckface. Yeah,
yeah,
he's
so I want him to die.
He's great. The guy Bishop is awesome. I love
yes.
And
Lance Henry.
I always like the androids in the whole.
Yeah,
series.
they're great. And then
let's not forget about Prometheus, which is really the prequel. So it is part of the trilogy.
We have to include it to a certain degree, but it's very very loosely a trilogy. It just shows how they came.
It shows how Weyland Yutani became so
I guess
in charge of everything in space.
Uh huh. That's true. But, okay, we'll count that in, because it's not a trilogy, because then we go into three.
So,
and by the way...
Now it's a pentology?
Well, because we can also...
Well, if you include Prometheus, it's a fucktology,
yeah.
Because Prometheus sucked.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was going to say, like, I really liked that in Predators 2, they made that tie-in at the very end of the movie when Danny Glover gets tossed the revolver, or not the revolver, but the
I haven't seen Predators.
The pistol from the Revolutionary War.
Uh-huh.
This Predator is like, keep it. He tosses it to him. And as he's walking through the ship, you see all these trophy skulls that the Predators have, and one of them is an alien skull.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when they made the tie-in, and it took them another 10 years to actually make
Aliens
versus Predator.
Well, three I don't know anything about, really. I just know that David Fincher directed, who did Zodiac, who did Fight Club, and he has sworn off the movie. He won't take credit for it anymore because he hated it. He hated how the producers... were coming down on him, and he finally said, he said, he said, fuck you all, I'm making my movie, and they go, no, you're not, we're giving you the money. He said, fine, I'm done, I'm not touching it again.
Yeah,
and
it was just basically, they landed on a prison planet,
yep.
And basically there was one alien,
yep.
A slender,
it popped out of a dog,
yeah,
which
a
shows
slender,
you the
more
alien.
Streamlined yeah. Alien, and then it's them, it was, three was not that good.
And then Resurrection isn't very good either, but, But I do like it to a certain degree because
Ron
that's right. That's right. Ron Perlman is the Bill Paxton of this movie. Ron Perlman and Winona Ryder.
Well,
she was hot. Even
what's great is the it does the I love any movie that has a weird cast like a group of people like a heist. You know what I mean? You have the captain and you have the first mate and you got the comic relief and then you got the tough guy.
Yeah.
I love how they did it. And Joss Whedon was the writer for this and he wrote Firefly. This what a lot of people think is. His first draft of Firefly,
that's true,
the show.
You had the bandit ship.
Yep.
Of,
yeah, these people that come in and they're resurrecting. And so, which is kind of neat, but at the same time, it's not a great movie.
Why
it's,
were they in there? I forgot why,
I don't,
why they came in the beginning.
They wanted, for some reason, they wanted to do something with the aliens. But when Ripley comes back, she's like, I need to kill all things. What are you doing? You're not supposed to be. And I don't know exactly what it was. I don't remember. It's been a long time since.
Yeah. Resurrection was good, though. The Ripley being a badass.
Yeah.
Which he's and then seeing the other Ripley's, the other failed experiment, you kind of felt
kill
bad for
me.
You can see.
Yeah. It's okay. It's not great. AVP,
right.
I've seen AVP 1, because there are two of them, I believe.
Yes.
AVP is one of the worst movies I've ever seen. So I hated everything
about
that.
I just thought it was fun that they tied the universes together. I love
stuff like that, but it was so...
I wish they had similar titles
actually,
so we could have an actual fucking question.
Basically, AVP, the first... When they discovered
the first
place,
20 minutes are
and
cool.
And they went down in the shaft
cool.
And they saw the relic
Mayan pyramid.
Yeah, the Mayan pyramid. All that was fantastic.
But
then
the Predator all of a sudden becomes friends with the girl and brands her. Fuck that movie. That movie's a piece of crap.
Yes.
But If we stood alone with Alien and Aliens, I think Alien and Aliens are probably both Fox.
Yeah, one and two. It should have been a duo. It should have been a
duology.
Let's put the trilogy. I can't say because I haven't seen the third one, but I'm going to give it probably a 4 in total because I think one and two are hard fives.
One and two carries.
AVP in my mind is a 1. Prometheus is a 1.
You're forgetting about Prometheus, Charles.
1.
I like Prometheus is the name of my little brain buddy.
Prometheus doesn't even register.
I give it a 1 because visually it's gorgeous.
But
it's
have to accept it because without Prometheus you wouldn't have anything else. You wouldn't have the rest of the story. You wouldn't have the planet.
We could have had a better story. Yeah, that's all. It was cool to see the engineer dissolve at the very beginning when he drank that little liquid. And I thought it was going to be a smart science fiction movie, and it's not. It's a dumb horror movie that's not
that good.
The
first 10 minutes were smart science fiction.
There are some scary parts.
The rest is all just jumpy scenes.
Yeah, and there's some. I was grossed out by some of the parts of the movie that.
Like the abortion scene?
That is disturbing.
It is disturbing because she hops up and runs around after just having a C-section.
It's the future, Charles. It's going to happen. They've got the technology.
But once we have mentioned this movie before in one of our podcasts, and Michael Fassbender's performance as David the android is actually pretty good.
He is pretty good.
And that's why I'll give it a 1. Yeah, well, and when he dabs the little alien into the guy's drink. And
that was crazy.
The whole time I'm going, please don't do it, please, because that means it's going to eat him from the inside out, and I don't want to see that, and then it does. And then he turns into a zombie, that guy does. So fuck
you
knew
that going in.
Let's move on to something else. Oh, I'll pick one? All right, we just did Alien. Let's talk about a series that I think is actually a little bit underrated, because Charles and I have actually mentioned this, that for a while it had what we called the greatest superhero movie. Of all time, and that's the Spider-Man trilogy. And we both said that Spider-Man 2 is the best, at least for its time, was the best superhero movie that had to come out. I still think it stands up. I think it's better than, it might not be better than The Dark Knight, but it's certainly better than Iron Man, and it's certainly better than its other parts, and I don't know what other superhero movies can even compare.
The Spider-Man trilogy is underrated.
Yeah,
one,
I think overall.
One was great.
One's a 4, one's
a 3
or 4.
It was a great origin story because it was better. And for those of you that said, oh, he didn't make the web shooters, if you're a human spider, you wouldn't have to create web shooters. You would have them built in. So fuck you people that say, oh, didn't have the web. He would have organic web inside of his body because he's a fucking spider.
Yeah.
Man.
Let's also remember that it's a fucking comic book, so don't accept reality. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the reboot with the new web shooters.
I haven't seen it.
I didn't even bother seeing it because I saw those and I was like, no, I'm not.
Let's disregard 3, which was horrible. But Spider-Man 2, just like Adam said, was fantastic because, one, you had a great villain, Doc Ock.
Played by Alfred Molina.
He was believable and you felt for him at the end.
Oh, absolutely. You felt for him the whole story.
2, you realize that Peter Parker's life sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
He's no billionaire playboy. Yeah. He has a job. He has a shitty apartment. Yep. It's horrible. And then, his powers just give out on him. His powers, it's like his body was saying, look, you're either going to be Spider-Man or you're going to be Peter Parker.
Yeah.
You are not going to part-time. You make a decision.
And at the worst time... No movie has ever done anything like that. Like,
exactly.
If they lose their powers, it's because the villain's taking them away.
Exactly, exactly.
And this story, what I think is so great, is that you have two conflicting characters that are both good and bad. Right. And that Doc Ock is this character that he's not a bad guy.
You're right.
He's a good person.
He's a victim of circumstance.
Yeah, exactly. Bad things happened, and his machine went wrong. And Tobey Maguire is in this situation as Peter Parker going, you know, am I Spider-Man or do I make time for the person I'm in love with?
Exactly.
You know, and that is such a good... And the fact that these two are fighting and these two are close to each other and they don't know it.
Right.
Plus, there's some great fight scenes. That train scene is incredible.
That train scene is
especially
incredible.
At the very end whenever they carry him off and like, we're going to keep your secret. I felt like,
oh my God.
We'll never tell. Yeah, they held in the mask.
Yeah, that is...
And then the people he saved are the ones that were like, no, we love this man. And then everyone else is like, oh, he needs to be sued for that.
Yeah. But this...
Kind of like an incredible scene.
What I think is so great about this series, which I do actually like the third one. I don't think it's crap. I don't think it's as good as the other ones. I think one's probably a 3 or a 4. I think 2 is probably... It's a 5.
Yes.
And I think that 3 is a 2. Yeah. And because I think 3 knows how campy it is, and it's kind of fun.
Well, 3 tried to do too much.
The villains were terrible.
Venom's story makes no sense. Sandman was pretty cool.
I thought the Sandman effects were neat. But what a waste of a character. And then to all of a sudden be like, oh yeah, this is how your Uncle Ben actually died. Yeah. It wasn't exactly. Like the beginning.
For them to do that, I think was a cheap way to try to tie in the story.
Well, Sam Raimi directed these movies, and he's the guy that did The Evil Deads, and he always kind of knows that he's always making an entertaining movie. And like Spider-Man, The Dark Knight Rises, all the Dark Knight movies, Batman, are dark. You know, I mean, and these movies are so much, even just they're more vibrant, they're more fun. Yeah, and they know they're a little bit campy. And the fact that he puts, his name is slipping me right now, he's Ash in the Evil Dead series, Bruce Campbell.
Yeah.
He sticks him in every one of the movies as a different character because of Evil Dead. That. He does.
Yeah, he was the Usher in the one.
In the second one. Yes, he's the one.
That's Indiana Jones.
He's the one that he's going to propose to Mary Jane, and he's the guy working at the restaurant, and then he's also the guy at the ticket box when Mary Jane has her play. They throw him in all the time because they're such good friends, and they created this. Exactly. So it's like...
That's awesome.
And you know he's Ash, and if you know Sam Raimi, you know Sam Raimi made Evil Dead, and there's this whole play around. Right. So he's always kind of putting these little nuggets in there, and he makes these fun movies. He's the one who did The Awesome, Great, and Powerful, as you famously want to see. And I don't know if you ever saw Drag Me to Hell.
Yeah, I saw
that movie was depressing.
Dragged me out of the theater because I just wasted $8.
When she dies, and then I'm like, that's so unfair.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But I just know that he likes to make fun movies. And
I'll give the Spider-Man trilogy a 4.
I'll give it a 4, too. I'll give it a 4 as well. I want to say it's floating the line between 3 and 4.
I like, 3 or 4. Yeah. 4. I like 4. I like 2. 1 and 2.
I want to talk about the one because I just mentioned Indiana Jones.
Oh, this is
my favorite movie of all time, and one day we're gonna have a panel discussion.
We're gonna have a panel discussion about
our top 5 favorite movies. But I'm gonna tell you right now, my number 1 is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, because it's the best movie you apply all the things, and it ended the trilogy.
Yeah, you've
the
talked
best
about
way
the, you've
possible.
Talked about
I've
before.
Already talked about it, but
well, what about the Crystal Skull?
Well, the Crystal Skull was kind of a reboot, and I wasn't unhappy with it.
Yeah,
I
was going to say,
I gave it a 3-star rating because I expected aliens, because that's exactly what Steven Spielberg does. AI, E.T., let's go and give me another one with aliens in it. The TV show Taken, Close Encounters, Dark Sky, or Falling Skies.
Yeah,
it's all about aliens.
He loves aliens.
Indiana Jones trilogy.
Here we go.
The first 3. I'm going to give it a 4.
Really?
Because Raiders of the Lost Ark was iconic.
Oh, sure. Even Spielberg,
the second one,
Spielberg and Lucas, when they talk about the trilogy, they say Raiders 1, Raiders 2, and Raiders 3.
Yeah.
They don't call it Indiana Jones.
Uh-huh.
The second one was good. The third one, when his dad was
Sean
cool.
Connery.
Sean Connery, oh God. Even though they were 10 years apart.
What's cool is it was 3 separate stories
all together.
But they were well made. You got the campy, over-the-top action
that's why I loved it.
It paid homage to all those fantastic movies that came before. It's like kind of like a spaghetti...
It's like a spaghetti adventure tale. Maybe it's just because of the time I saw it. I have watched half of Raiders of the Lost Ark, and I stopped. There's the scene where the guy comes out, and he swings his sword in a circle a bunch of times. Harrison Ford pulls out his gun, shoots him. I said, I'm done with this.
That was improv.
It wasn't improv. What ended up happening was they had that whole scene choreographed, and they still have the storyboards, and if you watch the Blu-ray, it shows you on all special editions. The guy had been training for 6 months with that sword to do the whole scene, and what ended up happening was it was so hot that they could not film it, and they're like, look, we're wasting film, we're wasting time, it's been 3 days. We're just going to have you shoot him. And that's why they had to do it, because it was just way too hot to do the scene.
Scene is the defining moment in all the Indiana Jones movies.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's what you would do.
I think that maybe because of the time I saw it. I don't remember when it was way too campy for me, the whole series. And like I watched it, remember it like being like, all right, this is going to be the time I'm going to sit down and watch all the Indiana Jones, because everybody talks about the trilogy. Mm-hmm. I sat down, I watched half of it, and I said, I can't get through it.
Can you just watch the third one for me?
I don't know if I can. I saw the second one a long time. I was like 4,
I really do like the second one is so close to being my favorite, but just the way everything comes together in the third one, I have to give it my number one.
I want to love the series a lot because I love stories like that. I love the video game Uncharted, which is basically the same thing.
Yeah, it's Indiana Jones.
I want to play the new Tomb Raider game because it all looks the same type of stuff. I love stories with this lone, cool adventurer who goes and off into the wild and then fights off mercenaries and Nazis and all this crap. But I don't know why. It just completely rubbed me the wrong way to the point where I can't watch any of the others.
What do you give it? What's your rating?
Well, the one movie, I guess I gotta get an incomplete at the moment, but
incomplete.
I mean, I just didn't care for what I saw. I'll try at some point again.
Five all day.
All right, here we go, folks.
Four of them.
We said we wouldn't talk about the Star Wars movies.
Oh no!
But we're that was episodes 4, 5, and 6. So we're gonna talk about, ladies and gentlemen.
I thought we were going somewhere else with this.
No, I knew
Star Wars. Prequels. 1, 2, and 3, the prequels.
Okay. First of all, you have to understand that this kills me a little bit inside because I am the biggest Star Wars 4 through 6 fan. I have action figures. I know the backstory of all the characters. I'm a big-time Star Wars nerd. I've read lots of Star Wars books, the post-books. I'm wondering which ones are going to be the new movies. I even read Shadows of the Empire several times, which is the middle one between 5 and 6. The new series, which came out when I was in the 4th grade, and I saw episode 1, The Phantom Menace, 6 times in the theater, because at the time I loved it. The whole series is...
By the time 3 came out, we were old enough to realize what it fucking
what
did.
What it really
and
was.
And why all the older fans walked
I know,
out and
I know,
fucking hated
well,
it.
I know Charles is taking a lot of... or the faux hammer is taking... Because right now he is totally bringing the hammer down on us. He knows how much this hurts all of us. Because the he already does. I think he already thinks that the Star Wars 4 through 6 is a little overrated, and to bring up this, which has really crushed the series, the original Star Wars is a 5. All 3 of them are 5s. This series, the best one is the Phantom Menace, and it ain't getting a high rating in my book. So, go ahead, please rip into the movie.
I give this series a 5.
Well, come
on. I would give it an 8 if I could.
And 8, Charles. If you're going to fucking rip on us like that, you're going to use proper grammar, goddammit. Not on my podcast.
Here's why I love this series. Here's why it's the greatest series.
Because it pisses people off.
Second of all time. No, it's because... Because
you're an asshole.
I hate Star Wars. All of them. They're overrated. They're pieces of crap. They couldn't hold Bilbo's hairy foot as opposed to being better than Lord of the Rings. But... There is nothing better on earth than telling a Star Wars person when they're forced to realize the horrible truth that the main protagonist in all the Star Wars movies, the most influential person in Star Wars, the one that actually got the Emperor to where he wanted to be and started the whole story, is the greatest Star Wars character of all times, Misa Jar Jar Binks.
Well, you said
he's a bombard general.
You said Jar Binks had not given that vote,
there would have been some other fucking pawn.
No,
he was a pawn. Somebody else would have told, hey,
without Jar Jar, they couldn't have gave Chancellor Valarum the vote of non-confidence, and the Emperor would have never came to power. So yes, bitches, Jar Jar Binks is more influential to Star Wars than the Emperor, than Darth Vader, than Boba Fett.
Not R5-D4. It's all about R5-D4,
so,
guys.
Yes, Jar Jar Binks is the greatest character in Star Wars history.
You said protagonist. You meant antagonist.
Antagonist. I'm sorry. I was just so giddy to bring it up. You mentioned Jar Jar Binks to Star Wars people. You can see the scowl. Their whole day is ruined. They want to forget Jar Jar. I've never seen people hate something so much. I'm not even talking about... what's his name that played Anakin? What's his name?
Oh, Hayden Christensen.
Yeah, I'm not even going to talk about Hayden Christensen, who was the best Jedi ever.
Are you fucking kidding me? I was just reading a fucking comic how they remastered it. First off, I'm not super happy with remaster, but then after they remastered it, then they made the prequels, and now at the end of Return, you have to see fucking Hayden Christensen. I wanted the original fat Anakin.
And I don't...
It's bullshit that everyone else is old and he comes back as this young bitch.
I think it's kind of laughable that they call it remastering, if anything. It's making it crappier. This series is...
We subjectify.
It's not atrocious because it's Star Wars and that's the only reason that it stands up.
Is the only reason why I appreciate it.
Hayden Christensen shits all over Darth Vader's legacy. Obi-Wan Kenobi, played by Ewan McGregor, is okay. I actually kind of
like Ewan McGregor. Liam Neeson's one of my favorite Jedis.
As Qui-Gon Jinn, he's actually... It's as if Liam Neeson showed up and was like, oh, we're supposed to be real characters. Like, what are you talking about? No, we're doing the Star Wars prequels. We're in this for cash. So he's actually a Jedi that is kind of...
convincing.
Yeah, and at the same time, he also seems like he's a person and that he makes stupid decisions.
He makes his own moral...
The lightsaber battle between Darth Maul and those two is fucking fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Greatest the music, scenery, the ending.
But I remember after 1 had come out and years had gone by and I was going, you know what, 1 wasn't that great even in my young age. And then 2 came out. And then it's like, one was genius compared to 2. 2 sucks because Hayden Christensen was brought into it. In Revenge of the Sith, I don't know if I could hate many movies more than I hate.
The only
Revenge
thing I
like
about Revenge of the Sith is watching Hayden Christensen burn.
Yeah, well, he's
that was fantastic.
Well, he soiled the legacy of Star Wars. Lucas did by trying to make tons and tons of money at the same time, and continuing into. Does anybody like the new 3? There can't be anybody. It does have good special.
How about
effects.
You leave us a fucking comment, dick faces?
And oh no, oh I can't stand. I cannot stand the fact that all the stormtroopers are clones of Boba Fett's dad. Fuck that.
That's always been the story. That's why whenever Luke goes to save Leia, she's like, aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper? Because they're all supposed to be the same height.
No, I'll get that. Well, I thought it was because Luke's supposed to be short.
Yeah.
But the issue is, I cannot stand George Lucas's raging boner he gets for every time he makes a connection with the old Star Wars. Like the fact that C-3PO was built by Anakin Skywalker. Fuck you. There is no way that Anakin Skywalker knows 5,000 different languages as a child.
He probably
found
a programming like he found a chick with
that can learn the language of water. He
guys,
I'm sure he can. A little slave boy can do that.
Guys, I
He's
don't
on
see what the
posts. There's a lot of junk out there that people find.
I don't see what the big deal is. I love the trilogy.
It is.
I hope one of these standalone.
We're gonna move on before
one.
We...
It's a one. That's a one.
We're giving this. We give us a lot of time.
It's a 5.
But Phantom Menace is a 2 or 3 because there are some cool fight scenes.
I will say now we should go into the only segue we can make. Blue Harvest.
Oh, okay. Well, it's Blue Harvest. What's the second one called? Something something Dark Side.
Yes.
And it's a trap.
It's a trap.
That would be the Family Guy Star Wars trilogy, by the way.
First of all, each one of them is just an hour, and yet they're able to cram the 2 hours and 20 minutes of each of them into it. I absolutely fucking love this series, because, well, first of all, you have to like Family Guy if you're going to get into it, because there are references to Family Guy, there's references to American Dad in the third one.
That's right.
And they start taking characters from American Dad, they start taking characters from the Cleveland Show. It's really funny, they get every main joke in, they bring up the totally ridiculous points of all of Star
Wars. Like, when fucking, they're leaving Bespin, or not Bespin, but they're about to do the big fight scene, and Lando is wearing Han Solo's suit. No, seriously, check out the movie.
It's totally there. Yeah, there are so many cool things. Even the words listed, you know, running through space. They even make comment to
it. They do. It's like,
and then I thought they were gonna run out of gas with Jedi. Then the opening comes up, and then the lights go out in the Family Guy household, and they all go, no!
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, really, let's just get through this.
Yeah,
as they get through Jedi.
Yeah, that's a 5 all day. Family Guy is... That, yes.
It's like watching the longest, funniest episodes of Family Guy and 3
yes.
of them.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I think they're absolutely hilarious and great and way better than the new Star Wars.
They're better than episodes of...
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
4, 5, and 6.
So, what do you guys think about other sci-fi? Star Trek?
See, I don't watch any Star Trek. I don't know anything about Star Trek.
Oh, my heart leads to
you. Yeah.
You need to watch it. I have everything on Blu-ray.
It's all on Netflix.
Watch it.
Well, that's a lot.
Watch The Wrath of Khan.
The Star Trek series should have stopped at 2.
For movies you're talking
about.
One
was fantastic. Because
Star Trek the motion picture was atrocious.
No, it was fantastic.
They were trying to do way too much. It was too long. It was an hour and a half too long.
It brought the TV show to life.
The only
on
reason
the big screen. 2, The Wrath of Khan is iconic. That's a 5.
Khan.
And then you got The Search for Spock.
Well, The Search for Spock.
They're looking for whales
in
the voyage home.
That's a great fucking story. No, this is what they did. They basically said, "Hey, give us some of your old scripts that we didn't run from the 3 three seasons.
And save the whales is what they got?
Yeah, why the fuck not? Mankind needs to take care of our own fucking planet, Charles. That's what they're saying. I am an environmentalist because of that. I blow up whaling boats. I blow up whaling boats because Spock can talk to the whales.
Oh, that's great because they could record whales. You're in a spaceship.
The machine knew the difference. This thing flew from the other side of the fucking galaxy. I'm pretty sure it would know that we're full of shit.
I love that we're arguing about the technology in Star Trek of all things.
Look, if Superman can fly around the sun or the Earth really fast and go back in time, Spock can pilot a Klingon bird of prey and go back in time around the sun. Thank you very much. That's the nerdiest statement I made all day.
I think when J.J. Abrams was done, the three, I don't know if this, the new ones is going to be a trilogy.
They're going to continue the series.
They're
going to
continue
as long as
doing it as long as it's making money.
Okay. The new reboot is fantastic, and the new one's coming out.
And Darkness looks incredible.
Yeah, it does. So,
Adam Ash has to watch the new
reboot. Let's hope that trilogy or quadrilogy is better than...
No, I think that maybe number 5, which is the one that was directed by Captain Kirk. God damn it. I'm horrible with names from now on, lately.
You're talking about William Shatner.
William Shatner wrote and directed number 5.
Did he really?
Really?
Yeah, which is why it's a little rough to get through. But I think 6 is great.
Yeah, so.
And First Contact, by any stretch of the means, is the best next-gen movie.
You mean the one that had that fraud, Picard?
The Borg. What the fuck? Fucking fraud.
Yeah, Patrick.
He's the smartest captain.
Kirk would kick Picard's ass.
Kirk would kick his ass, but Kirk is a fucking idiot.
Picard is nothing compared to
Kirk. How many crewmen died under Kirk's watch?
They're expendable. They're fucking crewmen.
The red shirts are iconic because of Kirk's shitty decisions.
Kirk is sleeping with green bitches on planet.
Hey, they're Orion slave girls. Get it right.
Kirk is the greatest captain.
No, but I will agree, though. The reboot is really exciting. Every Star Trek fan likes the way they did it. And I'm really glad that it got the franchise going again, because just like with The Walking Dead, as long as a shitload of people like it, I will get another one, and I'm okay with that.
Star Trek gets a 2. I'm not, because some of the other movies that we have on here, just because what you're talking about with fans, I can understand what it's good.
Yeah, but it sucks whenever it's a shitty thing.
Well, like Transformers, as is on our list, I've only seen one, and I fucking hate that movie, and I will not watch another damn one. I can't believe I did, because Michael Bay is one of the biggest frauds in Hollywood.
No, I hate it in Transformers where they fucking moved the pyramids from Giza to Saudi Arabia, or to southern Israel, rather. And then the whole goddamn thing with the nuts shaking. I was like, really? That's what you're going to do? It's going to have testicles? This machine needs testicles?
Yeah, so stupid.
The Transformers trilogy was a 1.
I would absolutely give it
Michael,
a 0.
Blow them up first, blow them up second, have a plot, and blow them up again, bae. If Transformers was directed by James Cameron, it would have been different. The only good part about any Transformers movies was the Transformers transforming into vehicles and things. There were no human... the first one didn't need half of the human characters. You didn't need the black guy, Anthony Anderson, which I know
you
have to have one
black guy.
Just like on this podcast, you have to have one black person.
Occasionally.
You didn't need the hot nuclear physicist, because she's believable. And you didn't need, what's his name's character, the general guy? He was in the second one also.
I didn't see the second one.
Are
you talking about John Turturro?
Yes, didn't need his character. All you could have shown, I don't know what, what's the boy?
Shia LaBeouf?
What Shia LaBeouf has done to get into these roles.
Yeah,
he's a really big prodigy of Mr. Spielberg.
That would have been better with, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, you know why I hate Shia LaBeouf? Because he got to be the son of Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
that's bullshit. Should have been me. Should have been me all day long.
I will say this. Michael Bay, to his credit.
Well, no, but yeah, he came from Disney, but Spielberg took him under his wing.
Uh-huh.
And that's why he's so big now.
To Michael Bay's credit, and that's the only time I'll ever give Michael Bay credit for anything, with these Transformers movies, he does a lot of work with the military.
Yep.
He worked with the military to get at least these military scenes right and down pat. He gave a lot of money to the military. Yeah.
I'm sure he's a decent person.
But the movies were horrible. Not to mention, those racist Autobots.
I heard about that.
Like, what the fuck? You got Autobots shucking and jiving?
Why is that racist?
Really? You got...
People shuck and jive. Why can't cars?
You got two Autobots talking slang.
I don't understand how that's racist. fucking people do it. Why can't cars have their own? Why does every car has to be like a white guy then?
No, it's a robot. It should have a. I guess they have personalities.
Bumblebee
right.
has his own personality. Megatron has his own personality.
Bumblebee can't even talk.
That's his personality.
Wrong with Bumblebee. There's something wrong with him.
He's a little autistic, but that's what I like about him.
Well, that's true. He is, but he's a badass. But Transformers was a waste of time.
Yeah,
I
you know,
hated
you know
every
was no waste
part
of time?
Every movie.
This segue with Jurassic Park.
I was actually just thinking we should talk about Jurassic
yeah,
Park.
No, I'm so excited that they're going to do it in 3D, because you know that I'm a 3D whore.
Yeah.
With my 59-inch Samsung 3D
You've
TV.
You've already mentioned it.
I'm
going to
mention it every fucking podcast. It's only 4 feet behind me, and I touch it every night before I go to bed.
Jurassic Park is an interesting trilogy, because it's not a great trilogy. It's
no.
only it's only a good one, if that.
Number one is a five.
Number one, I don't give it a five, I give it a four, though. I think number one is pretty awesome. Number two is... One of the biggest pieces of crap there is. It's
well, number
one.
Two tried to be its own movie.
Dr.
And
Malcolm's
book.
A terrible character.
He's, no. What's the actor's name that plays him?
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum
yeah.
does not belong in a genetics
yeah.
movie.
I don't know
yeah.
where Sam Neill was for this one, but
no,
Vince
Sam
Vaughn as the lead.
He's my favorite character
yeah.
in the whole
and don't
story.
Put was Julianne Moore in this?
Yes. She
don't
was
put someone. Julianne Moore in anything.
And
because
can
she
explain?
Ruined the Hannibal Lecter series by being in Hannibal, and she ruined this by being in this.
That is Jodie Foster's fault.
They never explained
by the way,
why his daughter was the blackest black girl I've ever seen come from a white man.
Oh,
ever.
Wait
they
a minute, Mr.
It.
Just talk about racism.
No.
A black man, a white man can't have
no,
a black
he can,
daughter?
But he can, but I mean, like
sorry,
too,
Angelina Jolie.
It's too unbelievable because they just don't even explain anything about the mother,
know,
and that's
stupid.
A huge plot hole.
And then
I think one was fantastic.
It's great.
Because everybody
one
has fantasized about dinosaurs.
Yeah. Every little boy's dream is to be a
and
dinosaur
just,
hunter.
Just seeing those dinosaurs walk across the screen, it was a breathtaking.
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh, and the CGI still holds up today.
It does.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and the raptors... And the opening doors and, you know, the attack.
Every time I move into a place, I have to make sure that I have raptor-proof doorknobs. No shit.
And then the T-Rex was a badass.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Two, I don't know what they were thinking.
And then three
and
isn't
three,
very good either.
No, three is stupid.
Three, they were trying to wrap up the storyline. But you know what I expected them to do? And I saw this as a child. And if they listened to me, they would have made so much more money with two. You know when Newman from
yes,
Seinfeld,
yes.
He gets eaten by the spitter.
Yep, that's great.
You didn't see the magic word. No, but so he gets eaten by that thing, and he drops the shaving cream can, and it gets piled into mud.
Yeah.
They should have used that for somebody to come find the fucking things, and then and the embryos,
You're
and then
correct.
They
wasted they
that left
scene.
That.
Had,
they completely
they
left
they
that
left
so
that
pregnant.
On the cutting room floor.
Three is just it's like
three
an hour.
Like,
it's an hour and 20 minutes. It's one of the quickest movies I've ever watched. I saw it in the theater.
They did it to show that Sam Neill was still alive in that universe.
And that's all good, but the movie, it's not crap, it's just
it's not
dumb.
A great movie.
It's crap.
But
it's a true
trilogy.
William H. Macy and Tia Leone are going to go to a fucking dinosaur-filled island
and I like,
to look
I
for
like
their brat son,
yeah.
who somehow has the survival skills. Oh, God.
It's a four, a one, and a two. In that order, it's a three in total.
All right,
I would give it a four just because number one's a five
sure.
to me.
Yes,
and the other ones are two and a one.
Yeah, five, one and one.
Yep.
All right, another iconic series that the first trilogy was fantastic. There was one too many, and the reboot is pretty awesome. Little series I like to call the Terminator.
Okay, all right.
Are you Sarah Connor?
It's a five.
The whole series.
Yes, because...
Where do you stop? And there's no reboot, so where do you stop it?
The reboot, the Terminator reboot, the one with Christian Bale?
That's not a reboot.
That's
I
not a reboot.
Was,
that's
a
continuation
a
of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a sequel.
Okay.
Like,
because, well, there's...
That goes into what happens
there,
after
there
the
are,
machines
there
take
are,
over.
There are four, right?
No, it's not a prequel.
Yeah.
It's the future. It goes after the nuclear
yeah,
holocaust.
Right, it gets kind of weird.
Because
yeah.
Christian Bale is John Connor.
Right.
Bro.
And then his dad is younger than him.
Yeah.
Right. Because
that,
well, that's the whole storyline.
Yeah,
because... His
I love
dad's
that.
Only
I do
goes back
that.
In time.
I do love that. First of all, we all know my feelings on time travel, correct?
Yes.
And
I like how the only way you can time travel is as a naked machine.
What's so silly about this is if the machines go... I always get annoyed. The machines want to go and kill John Connor. If they kill John Connor, then the machines have nothing to go back. It's a paradox. But moving on, who cares about that? It is entertaining. One is okay. It's pretty good. Two is way better.
Did you say one was okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
Just merely okay.
It's a three.
I would give one a three, but I was too young for it.
Number two, that's a four.
Number two is a definite four because that was the first time in my life as a young child. I'm sitting in bed and I'm watching this, and I got scared shitless because of the nuclear holocaust. I was like, wow, this could actually happen. We could all die because we have
these weapons. This is me being older.
Which is what the movie was all about.
This is me being older again, but one was to sci-fi what Jaws was to water and Alien was to outer space.
I don't know. One was iconic.
Nobody ever heard of a fucking robot coming back in time. This bad motherfucker just coming out, just killing people. It was fantastic. And then you find out the animation was done or the CG, the special effects were done well. It was a fantastic movie. That put Arnold on the map.
It certainly put Arnold on the map. I still think with one, I don't think of it as iconic as Alien or Jaws. Like Ebert, who's one of everybody knows Roger Ebert, right? One of the great critics. He didn't even bother reviewing the Terminator one because it just wasn't huge. It got this culty following.
That's right.
And then it pushed up. But like Jaws created a blockbuster genre.
True.
I understand what you're saying in that it. I mean, first of all, it almost made time travel to a point where we've abused it in sci-fi. And it is, first of all,
Terminator did not reboot time travel movies.
Time travel's always
been in cinema forever.
No, but what I'm saying is it made it kind of cool to the point where people now... A lot of people, if they're making movies, I agree with you in this regard. They're like, Magnolia was a movie that made me go, I want to make movies. But a lot of people, like David Fincher, he says, like, Jaws is a movie that scarred me from going in the water, and that's what I wanted to do. That's why I want to make movies. You know, these are movies that make you want to make movies. And I think Terminator, because let's face it, sci-fi is the nerdiest genre, and it's what a lot of people flock to.
People were rooting for the Terminator. Nobody wanted Sarah. It was like, he's going to kill her. I mean, think about it. You have this machine trying to
kill
you.
Nobody was rooting for the Terminator.
I was rooting for the Terminator was the coolest part of the movie.
Well, I said,
obviously it's his movie.
Yeah,
it's the Terminator.
But I don't think one is nearly as good as two. Liquid Terminator is so badass,
They fucked up whenever they did the Christian Bale sequel because they did this whole time travel thing and they made the Terminator a cyborg because you had to have flesh, metal and clothing and all that stuff. Couldn't go back. It had to be encased in flesh. Which made me think, why don't they just put it in a giant fucking case of meat?
Yeah.
But then, because that's basically what it is.
Uh-huh.
But in the reboot, they show Arnold, and then he's the T-1, and he's just huge and massive. But they don't have time travel yet.
Yeah.
They hadn't yet started that storyline, so they said that they made him four times, so they really made a big plot hole whenever they did that. They fucked up really bad when they did that.
Well, I differ in that, but the best part of three, the single best moment of three, is seeing Arnold, or the CGI Arnold, come out of that pod, or four, whatever it is. That was fantastic.
I didn't see three or Salvation, because Salvation...
I give it a five. It was an acronym in its own
movie. You can't make it an acronym in your own movie.
I've
only seen the two of them.
Yeah.
I'll give it a three or a four.
Overall three.
Any movie where the character's job description is the title is great. The Terminator had one job. Terminate motherfuckers. He was a killing machine. That's what made it great. I'm going to kill you no matter what. No other logic needs to be implied but that. It was fantastic.
I can't give a time travel movie a five.
All right, so what do you think about Bond then? There's no time travel on that.
The Bond series. To be honest, I have watched a Bond from every one of the Bonds. Except for Daniel Craig. I haven't seen Daniel Craig yet.
Who's your favorite Bond?
Sean Connery.
Thank you.
I'm not going to choose one because I hate all of them. I hate every Bond movie I've ever seen. I won't watch any of the new ones. I cannot stand any of the Bond movies. I hate them, and I will never watch another one.
Why?
Because I don't think they're fun. They're hokey and crappy and stupid, and I'm not buying him as a bet. I know he's supposed to be this badass suave guy. I don't care. It's too cheesy. He's too one-dimensional. Every character is one-dimensional.
Every villain is
one-dimensional.
When they first made what's the name of the original movie that came out before the first James Bond? It was a joke. It was the whole thing was supposed to be like Austin Powers.
I get that it was a joke, but my thing...
And then the movie is all rebooted to make... of that joke.
All of them, this isn't the most well-written character. None of the characters are. It's supposed to just be fun, right? It's supposed to be entertaining.
Like Indiana Jones.
And you have to have a hook for me for some reason that gets me into a movie like that, you know? So, like, I'm trying to think of a campy movie that, of course, I can't think of anything. Like, okay, let's pretend Machete was good or really good. It's a movie that, like, because it's a little bit silly, it's fun, and so I can enjoy it, but there's got to be a quality about it that I'm drawn to, and I'm not in Bond at all.
I would recommend that you watch Skyfall.
Everybody says Skyfall is really good.
Skyfall is, first of all, a good origin story. You can start James Bond there.
No. James Bond doesn't start anywhere. The whole theory about James Bond is code name James Bond.
Right, I understand
that. He's always
that,
just been somebody that they activate, basically, Jason Bourne.
Yeah.
Of sorts. All I have in my mind right now
Are we talking about the Bournes?
Yeah. All I have in my mind right now is the picture of you doing the hook thing, and I just picture swallowing a hook, and I can't hook out of my throat right now.
The Bond series overall is fantastic.
I can't do it. I mean... thankfully,
I think it's just fun.
Thankfully, they made GoldenEye so I can play the N64 game.
Oh, God.
That's probably the best video game.
That's the only movie that did a good video game.
It's not a great one-player game. It might be the best multiplayer game ever.
No, that's hands down.
Especially on N64.
I got it on PS3. And you can actually get the 64 remote control.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, from Bond, what do you want to transition to?
Austin
Powers or Bourne?
Let's go to Bourne.
The Bourne?
Okay, I saw the first two Bournes. I'm really bored by the Bourne series.
Yeah, I know. You want to talk about one-dimensional. There's nothing in that story that keeps me wanting to go back.
It's like, it's almost like they've made it into this mystery as to who Jason Bourne is, yet you know the whole damn time that he's some secret agent. It's not like, in the end, he's going to be a robot or something. M. Night Shyamalan might throw in.
Yes.
It's just a really... And it's not even that interesting.
Or he's actually in a coma.
What we keep seeing is just Jason Bourne doing things... Like, getting away from the tracking of this super intelligent agency and then saying something cool to them to be like, I'm watching you from a window. And that's about
there's
it.
No point in the Bourne...
It's well filmed action scenes though. There are well filmed action scenes. I'm jealous because I've tried to film action before and it's really really difficult. And
I think the intro to Shadow Point, the most action I've seen from you so far. That was done really well.
Thanks.
That one punch. I think Austin Powers is a good word to go with because that definitely has a point.
That's another James Bondish.
Austin Powers is 1,000 times better than James Bond is.
Austin Powers trilogy.
It's great.
Is a four.
A four, yeah.
I'll give it a four.
One was kind of boring.
Oh,
I
love one.
Two was cool, but Goldmember.
Goldmember's the worst. Goldmember's the worst character. I don't even like Fat Bastard. It's all Dr. Evil.
Dr. Evil is
the character. One is the best. It's probably a four.
It's Longhorn.
Two's a four, and Goldmember's a two. The best part in... Goldmember is the it's a hard knock life scene.
I like when Scott Evil finally could. He starts losing his hair and he is that freaking sharks or freaking lasers on top?
Scott Evil boy! Thank you so much!
But three turns in the silly twist that they're brothers and all this crap.
Thing that I liked about the whole trilogy was they didn't try to get funnier, they just did the same jokes a different way.
But I just feel like
three is when they realize, okay, this is a dead horse.
The good news is they're coming out with another one.
Never mind.
Father.
Okay. Barter.
I'm going to go in a different direction, and we're going to go to something I like to call the Jersey Trilogy.
This is a good one. Okay.
The Jersey Trilogy is Kevin Smith's trilogy of... Clerks, Chasing Amy, and Mallrats.
He calls it the View Askew universe.
Yes.
And Clerks 2 is included in it. And by the way, I just want to say something really quickly. He also made Red State, which is Charles and Ryan Phil have seen it. And Red State's good. It doesn't take place in the same universe, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is doing a movie that he claimed would be his last called Hit Somebody.
Yes.
But he has lied to us all. He is making another movie, and it is Clerks 3.
Yes.
The first page of the script got leaked today.
Oh!
Nice.
Check for it now.
So Clerks 3 will be a part of this universe. But we've got Chasing Amy, Clerks, Clerks 2, and Mallrats. I've got to admit, I haven't seen Mallrats. So it's
Mallrats is freaking awesome.
Well,
it put Jason Lee on the map.
I've made two movies. One is called Details, which is a 2-hour movie, and then Minor Details, which is a better made prequel to it. And Clerks is one of my biggest influences because of how they did it with no money. The black and white, some of the humor is great. There is some mediocre acting in the movie, but it's still
the kissing scene is so great.
The whole movie is I love Clerks. I love it to death. I love Chasing Amy. I love it. I fucking can't stand Clerks 2. It shit on the franchise.
I hate Clerks 2 just because of that Lord of the Rings versus Star Wars.
Yeah,
fucking blasphemous.
Well, the worst part of it is that a lot of the jokes in Clerks 2, Kevin Smith has told at an evening with Kevin Smith.
Yeah,
and I've already heard them all, so it's like, okay, really you're just going to repackage your same jokes.
Now, Dogma.
Oh, Dogma is in the same thing, too.
No, Dogma's great. I wish Dogma were in the same trilogy.
So was Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Jay and Silent Bob.
No, Jay and Silent Bob
is fun. It's not nearly as good as Dogma.
I would give Dogma a four or almost a five. It's really pushing five.
Clerks and Chasing Amy are fives.
Five.
Yes.
Dogma is a four.
Yes.
I would say, what would the other... Clerks 2 is a one. And
Clerks 2 is a zero.
It's not funny. That's the biggest issue with it. And James Allen Bob's probably a two or a three. The best part of James Allen Bob is all the insane cameos they have in it.
Yes.
And when James Vanderbeek Jason Biggs,
you fucked a pie. Yeah. You'll never survive a day on the creek.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is the creek?
Yeah.
It's like I'm here with James Vanderbeek naked.
Yeah. The whole.
Yeah.
It's a plan. Mark Hamill. Will Ferrell. Yeah. All these characters. Yeah.
I think American Pie would be a better one to end it with. Let's give that a few minutes.
Okay. Okay. Well. Okay. So I'll give that whole thing, the trilogy, a four because I love Kevin Smith.
I'll give it a four.
Kevin Smith. Okay, so we've
seen American Pie.
I've seen American Pie 1, 2, is there a 3?
There's a 3 and there's an American Wedding.
I've seen American Wedding, and then there's all the ones that we won't count. Like
right.
All the stupid shit.
American Pie
the
1 is pretty iconic.
It redid the
teenager movie again.
Yeah.
Back in the day, we had Ferris Bueller, which is an absolute classic.
Yes.
Better Off Dead.
Yes.
The Breakfast Club. All these type movies, and it rebooted that whole thing where they made a bunch of shitty movies after American Pie, but American Pie
nails it.
One of the few movies I cared about. Everybody.
I couldn't wait
to see American Wedding. I'm like, oh, you see all those guys. You know all the characters.
Yep.
Even the Shermanator was in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fantastic. And Stifler's mom, who's fucking hot.
I don't get her.
She's not that attractive.
She's hot.
One is great. Two is because they kind of do the same jokes again.
Yeah.
And Wedding. The only issue with Wedding is Stifler is supposed to be a side character. He's not supposed to be the lead, and he basically is the lead.
Yes. They wanted the heavy comedy.
Also, the big issue with Wedding is they lost. I believe it was Wedding that lost some of the actors. You know, so Oz didn't show up. Chris.
Yeah, he was. Chris Klein was in American Wedding.
It was three that people. Everybody, even Shannon Elizabeth.
That was the great thing.
Three was the one where the people didn't. Where they started cutting off people that the guy that played I can't remember his name, but Tara Reid's boyfriend.
Yeah,
he peaced out for a while, and then they brought everybody back, which was good.
Yeah,
but
American Reunion is the fourth one.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's 1, 2, Wedding, Reunion.
Okay, that's what it is. I haven't seen Reunion then. I've only seen Wedding.
Reunion came 12 years late, but they're like, and they had the funniest line to fix that. They're like, dude, weren't we supposed to have this reunion 2 years ago for our 10-year reunion? And they go, yeah, we fucked up. Yeah.
That's so great.
That one liner fixed it.
All you simply have to do is watch the first one and then Reunion.
I haven't seen Reunion yet. I think Wedding's okay. That's what I'm talking about with Stifler.
Yeah.
Two is okay. I haven't seen Reunion. I'd love to see it.
One was horrifying for me because when I was a kid, it was a watermelon, but that I put in the oven for too long. No, so when I was a kid, I went to go see a movie with my family. My mom's like, okay, son, go on in, get the candy, we'll get the tickets. And then we go to the theater, and I sit down, and I'm watching American Pie next to my mother.
Okay, that is kind of tough. Yeah.
I had to walk out. I was like, I'm going to play games in the arcade. Goodbye.
By the way, spoiler alert, in case you all didn't know, the term MILF, Mom, I'd Like to Fuck, MILF,
came from
American Pie.
That's not a spoiler alert. That's a PSA. Take that and learn.
That's what it is. And learning,
take
knowing,
that and
knowing it's half the battle.
All righty, guys. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. So,
I just want to wrap up quickly by talking about, I did promise some people that I would bring up the fact that Shallow Point is being edited currently. My movie, the short movie that I've been making, we had a little hiatus because of computer issues. It is being edited right now. I want a rough copy of it done by April 1st. That would be ideal. I'm planning for this summer getting it to premiere in Central Florida. I've heard the drive-in is a potential if you pay them a little bit of money. So Shallow Point is coming out. I'm really excited about it. I'd like to tell some stories every now and then about some of the editing at some point. I have to make sure I mention it because this is a film podcast, and I'm trying to make film. I know Philip wants to get somewhere involved in film.
Would it be acting?
At some point, maybe Charles even wants to get involved with film.
You need a non-threatening black presence.
Charles
in a film.
Needs a token black man presence.
Exactly. You gotta have...
But it's going really well, and the picture quality is absurd. It's looking like a real movie, and I'm really excited about it.
I only got to see about the first 30 seconds of it.
Actually, after this, I do have my laptop with me, so if you guys want to watch
suck it, interweb! Yeah!
I can only show a couple little clips that are very rough, but... But I just wanted to bring that up. And also that my short movie, Minor Details, did get rejected from 2 festivals.
Motherfuckers.
Which is a shame. Right. But we're going to try to get it into other ones. These two have seen it. At some point when we have a really independent conversation, months in
we'll
advance.
We'll have a whole podcast about all A-News, different things. A-News film
thanks.
Career.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
All right. But so we're going to wrap it up with the question we opened with. Mutant teens and 20-somethings hone their abilities while preparing to rescue Andromeda and defeat Hades. So, of course, Mutant Teens, X-Men First Class, and rescuing Andromeda and defeating Hades, Clash of the Titans. Mm-hmm. X-Men First Clash of the Titans. There you go. And we're going to let Charles do the next one.
This one?
All right, yeah. You want me to read it, or can you read it?
I can read now. Is it this one or this one?
This one.
This one? Okay.
Don't give the answer.
Eli Wallach, really, and Yul Brynner... assemble with others to defend a Mexican village while helping their friend write a screenplay about crazy, murdering dog thieves.
There you go. So, digest that one. Please, please comment. We're climbing the rankings, and it's only going to happen with you.
Comment on our Facebooks if you don't. Comment on anything. Just and get it out there and share it if you enjoyed it.
If you think
or if you didn't
funny,
enjoy it. If you hate all of our opinions, please...
If you want to go say Philip's a fucking cocksucker, if you think you're Sparingen and you can get away with that statement, then sure, go ahead and say it and show to all your friends how much of a cocksucker I am.
And anybody that, if you have an opinion, we're always willing to discuss it.
Yeah,
and you know, if you're convincing enough,
Star Wars is overrated.
If you're convincing enough, we'll even bring you on the podcast if we like what you have to say.
Yep, absolutely.
But thank you guys very much for listening, and
thanks again.
We are going to peace out.
Full Hammer out.
See ya.
Game over, man. It's game over. What the fuck are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do?